Very happy now to be joined by Stephen Vogt, Oakland A's catcher, and today he will be making the first of several visits to the School of Imagination in Dublin, California, and that is a school that has autistic and special needs kids. And Stephen, what are you going to do there? Are you going to play a little ball and talk to the kids?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we went there last year, had a great time just kind of hanging out with the kids, doing some different crafts and activities, and kind of running around the playground with some of the kids. I mean, it was just such a great place, and my wife and two kids and I have just a great time every time we go.
Well, you know, it's always a thrill to meet a big leaguer when you're a kid, and now for you at 30, you're the everyday catcher. I believe you've only not played in two games. They'll DH you, they'll play you at first, and you're off to a great start hitting around 350. I know it's early, but it's pretty rewarding because it's been a long road for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. I mean, it's it's been a long road to get to this point. You know, I'm just happy to be part of the team and to be helping out in the little way that I have so far this year. It's just been a nice reward a little bit so far this year, just for all the hard work that I've kind of gone through and put in, and the time that my family and I have put in this game.
Well, I'm wondering how the foot is and everything, because of course last year you were bothered with that, but I guess everything's a-okay now, Stephen.
Yeah, the surgery went well. My foot feels much better. There's no issues as far as the pain I was feeling last year. They completely fixed everything, and it hasn't been an issue to this point. I don't anticipate it being an issue at any point throughout the year.
Now, of course, when you catch every day, you're going to get a lot more banged up. I saw last night you took one off the right thigh, kind of an ouchie there. But I guess you'd much rather get banged up because that means you're playing more, right?
Yes, absolutely. Those are, we call them war wounds or beauty marks, whatever you want to call them. But you know you're going to get at least, you know, I don't know, 50 to 100 of those throughout the year. But, you know, you just kind of get them and you deal with them and, you know, see what happens.
Yeah, you don't want to end up with Ray Fosse's fingers, though, at the end of things, right? Steven?
I'm sorry, I'm right here, yeah.
That's all right. You ever seen Ray Fosse's fingers? You don't want to end up like that.
Every time you shake his hand, it's it's definitely... definitely something you don't want to look at and you're shaking his hand, but you know, that's just part of the trade. I mean, my fingers are banged up, every part of my body has a bruise on it, it seems like.
A's catcher Stephen Vogt was with us. A couple more questions for Stephen. And Kendall Graveman got sent down a couple of days ago, just four starts, an ERA of 8.27, and you were saying afterwards, I mean, you kind of put your arm around him and he took it pretty hard, but you said he's just a tick off. What is it? I mean, the difference between a minor league and a major league pitching, it is such an infinitesimal bit of talent, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you come up to the major leagues for the first time, you're gonna have some growing pains, so to speak. I mean, I don't think anybody thought he was going to do what he did during spring training. I mean, that's just unrealistic expectations to put on a 24-year-old starting in the major leagues for the first time. But, you know, he is just such a very talented pitcher, and you know, the way he struggled just wasn't indicative of the type of pitcher that he is. He's a much better pitcher than what he showed, and we know he's going to come back strong and ready. And, you know, he kind of got sped up after, you know, during his first start, and it seemed like he was never able to slow down even, you know, in his starts after that. It was just kind of going a million miles an hour and trying to be better than what he is, and he doesn't need to be better than what he is because he's really good.
And you could tell him, I say, look, when Tampa Bay called me up, I had no hits. And then I went back down, and now look at me now. I mean, that's a pretty good lesson, right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's I'm kind of getting sick of telling that story to people because, you know, I guess now it's funny to talk about it, but at the time, for that year and change, I was waiting for that first hit going 0-32. It wasn't very much fun, but now it's something to laugh about. You know, we've had three guys this year make their debuts and get hits in their first game, and I'm just sitting there jealous, fuming. Like, man, I had to wait over a year for my first hit, and look at these guys, they get it in their first game. But, no, it's definitely good for me to be able to tell people that because, you know, not very many people know that, and it's a good lesson for everybody to hear.
And, of course, the crowd is taken to you, especially over there in the right field bleachers, the I Believe in Stephen Vogt. And, I mean, what's that mean? What does that mean to you, being a fan favorite like that?
It's really cool. I mean, it was really neat when they did that the first time last year, and just kind of hearing them chant and get behind you when I was playing right field and everything. And it's just really cool to hear everybody chant my name, or that we've, you know, the I Believe in Stephen Vogt. It's pretty crazy, but just to have our fans. I mean, we have the best fans in baseball. A's fans are, you know, they're loyal. They come out and they're cheering for every strike. They're, you know, they're sitting on pins and needles the whole game, and it's great.
Just a couple more questions for Stephen Vogt of the A's. And when you're catching, how much of the game do you call yourself? Because I know you'll look into the dugout if there's a strategy, if you're going to pitch out or things like that. But how much of it is just you and the pitcher?
Every single pitch of every game is myself and the pitcher. You know, Josh Fegley and I, with our, you know, catching guy Marcus Jensen, we watch video on the hitters all the time. We, you know, and then Josh and I do more video watching on our own. And then, you know, Kurt Young and our scouting department really put together just an unbelievable scouting report on every team. And so it's our job to study that and know the hitters in and out and, you know, weigh in the hitters' weaknesses with our pitcher's strengths and then go from there.
And I know you got to try to frame those pitches, and you did one the other day, and Bomell ended up getting thrown out. But I think maybe that was just a reaction to the frustration of the four-game losing streak because, you know, especially last night, it was great to see Sonny pitch well and a couple guys, you know, Reddick and Lorie go deep. And it's just a reminder that you guys were in a situation like this a couple years ago and ended up winning the division.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're too worried about, you know, obviously I'd be lying to you if I said we didn't wish we were had a better record and had won more games. But, you know, I think it's been kind of a frustrating start because we know we're better than what we're showing thus far. And, you know, we'll get there. And I think last night was just such a big game. And that's what Sonny does for us. Every time he takes the ball, all right, guys, or, don't worry, I got it. And he just does such a great job.
Stephen Vogt and his wife, Alyssa, at the School of Imagination in Dublin, California. Is there a way people can help out with this school, Stephen?
Yeah, if they go online to the website, it's the School of Imagination and Happy Talkers in Dublin, California. They can go on the website, check it out. It's really such a great organization. The people that run it, they've started it out of their home, and they've grown it into this just huge facility, and they don't turn anybody away. They do their consultations for free most of the time. And, you know, if they can accommodate anybody from severely autistic to just, a social issue, you know, they'll take them in and they'll help them get back into the school. And that's their goal with every kid is to be able to put them into, you know, a public school and get them back on track. And so just such a great organization, but go on their website. It's an unbelievable cause and just great people doing great things for a lot of people. And, we're just so happy that we can help out and be a small part and be involved with them.
No, it's great that you're doing it. I mean, I know you got a game tonight, and on a personal level, my cousin's son goes there, so I want to thank you personally as well. That's Stephen Vogt. He's at the School of Imagination in Dublin, California today, helping out children with autistic and special needs. Hey, Stephen, congratulations on your personal good start, and hopefully the team's getting everything turned around. Like I said, last night was pretty darn cool. So we'll hopefully catch up with you down the road.
Yep, sounds great. Love to.
All right. Thank you very much, Stephen Vogt.